Hello, my name is Melinda Knuth. I'm presenting today on behalf of my collaborators, Dr. Bridget Behe, Dr. Patricia Huddleston, both from Michigan State University, and Dr. Charlie Hall from Texas A&M, along with myself. Today I'm going to be presenting on sign complexity of garden and retail center signs. So first, when we look at sign complexity, we need to think about it in a constructive manner. So Peter and Wendell in 2010 actually came up with some constructive measures to measure complexity. And they can define it into two categories, low and high complexity. The first of which criteria is the quantity of the objects. And if there's a low amount of quantity, of course it's going to be low complexity. High, lots of objects, high complexity. With irregular objects, this means the outer shape of the objects, or if it looks a little bit odd, it's going to be like the Thunderbolt's going to be some high complexity. If they have dissimilarity in the objects, if they're all the same, that's pretty low complexity. It doesn't take much cognitive load to process, versus the high complexity would be of an assortment of different objects altogether. Of course, detail of the object contributes to complexity, and even the arrangement of the objects on the display or the sign can play a role in the complexity. Something else that's important to consider when we think about signs and retail, especially in the retail center, is the attractiveness of the sign. Attractiveness can be defined as the quality of being pleasing or appealing to the senses. This is also known as aesthetics. It can be a predictor of preferences, or it can be a predictor of preference across all levels of visual complexity, regardless of user type. And what this means is that if a person finds an object to be aesthetically pleasing, even if it's not the best fit for what they're interested in purchasing, they're going to prefer that object over the things that could be a better fit for what they're looking for in a product. A key driver of attractiveness is how fluent the viewer processes the stimuli, and the more fluent the stimuli is seen as, the more attractive it's going to be. For example, my advertisement on the screen for vitamin water, some people might find this really attractive, very aesthetically pleasing, really easy to look at, where other people might find this to be too colorful and hard to look at, and they don't really know what's going on the image. So attractiveness can be very subjective. When we look specifically at garden retail signs within the floral industry, or the floral and plant industry, we need to think about their consumer involvement and their expertise. Involvement is defined as the state of arousal, interest, or motivation in a product. And what we have found in the past is that subjects who score highly on plant involvement scales pay more attention to the product and signage material or message, and they pay less attention to the brand and the price. And this is more so for people who score highly on the plant involvement scale versus those who score low on the scale. When we look at expertise, this is the response that arises from training and practice and time spent learning about a particular topic. And we have also found that subjects who score high on plant involvement scales purchase a greater quantity of plants, and they also purchase more in plant categories than subjects who score low on plant expertise. And the difference between the two is expertise. You may be really knowledgeable about a subject. You may be really interested in a subject, but those might not be the same thing. So in general, they are kept separate, but when it comes to our flowers and plants in general for our consumers, they're generally correlated so most of the time they're together. So one thing that we were interested in this study is not only looking at the sign complexity, the attractiveness, how floral and plant consumers think about things, but we also wanted to look at this with eye tracking to really ascertain where are people looking. Just because they tell us their stated preference, that doesn't mean we're really seeing their revealed preference when we ask them about things. So eye tracking data can provide that to us. This can indicate what influences consumer visual attention, their decision-making process, and ultimately their choice when it comes to what they're interested in and what they're not. Eye tracking can be broken down into a variety of different metrics. We focused on four in this study, and in terms of fixation, fixation is related to the stops in eye movements. So we were interested in total time to first fixation. So the first thing that they look at, how long did it take for them to get there? We looked at fixation count. So how many different things did they look at the sign? This is important, especially when we think about complexity. How many different objects did they look at? Fixation duration, how long did they look at the object? And finally, first fixation duration. So the first thing that they look at, how long did they look at it? How long did it take them to process that stimuli? These metrics can be used to look at something holistically, and we can also break it apart into what are called areas of interest. So within this study, we're really interested to know what we provide, the attractiveness of the display, the complexity of the display, is that important? Or should we be really looking what's intrinsic, so like the involvement of the consumer and the expertise of the consumer, which are more important, or are all of them important, and should we be taking all of those into consideration? To look into that, we collected a bunch of garden retail center signs around Michigan, 105 to be exact, and we trained 5 raters independently on the images used from the criteria I described on the first slide. So irregularity of objects, the symmetry of the arrangement, things like that. We came up with 15 images, 5 that we called low complexity, 5 that we called moderate complexity, and 5 that we called high complexity. I will show them on the next slide so you can kind of see the difference of them visually. From there, we put the images into the Tobii eye tracking software system, and we asked people, subjects, about their likelihood to buy and the attractiveness of the signs. And this was on 3 different item scales: likable, beautiful, and attractive. So we had them rate this on 11-point gesture scale of 0, meaning they had no chance of buying this, they had no chance they were finding this attractive, all the way up to 10, this was very attractive, 10 meaning there was a high likelihood to buy. We also again collected our 4 different metrics of total time to first fixation, fixation count, fixation duration, and first fixation duration. So here you can see the 15 different signs that we utilized. On the low complexity, if you can focus on that row, you can see that it's mostly the name of the plant or the product of interest and the price. There's very little information. It's pretty much just one color, not a lot going on. If you move down to the medium or moderate complex, there's a little bit more color, there's a little bit more variation of objects, and a little bit more information about what's going on. And of course, in highly complex, there's a lot of information on there, there's a lot of different objects, pictures, different things going on. So you can kind of see the evolution from low, medium to high on how things changed. So our main result, first we wanted to see if there was differences in the complexity. So how did this lay out? And we first put complexity on attractiveness, and we found that high complexity was more preferred than both medium and low complexity. If you actually look at the mean scores, low complexity had a very negative score. So they were very averse to the low complexity signs, and they were highly accepted of the high complexity. If you look at the likelihood to buy, they also found that the high complexity signs created the highest likeliness to buy for the consumers. So this is evidence to show that the consumers felt that the more complex that the signs are, the more attractive they found it, and the likely they were to buy a product that had this type of display. When we regressed all of our main attributes on likelihood to buy, again, our attributes were sign complexity, attractiveness, plant involvement and plant expertise. We wanted to know between the relationships of those different attributes, would anything come out and what was important in the likelihood to buy process. And we found that only sign complexity and attractiveness were important to the consumer. plant involvement and plant expertise actually weren't predictive of their likelihood to buy. This is strange because in past literature, this is actually the opposite, where involvement and expertise were very important in the decision-making process. So this was a little bit different and interesting to us, and none of the interactions were significant as well. When we, I know this is a busy slide, but I brought this out to really look at the complexity and how things, as far as the eye tracking matrix go. And what I want you to focus on is in the bold, where when you look at the first column, that is total fixation duration, this for the medium and high complexity, they were looked at the most. This makes sense, because the more complex it is, the more they're going to look at it. When we look at fixation count, again, the high and the median are the moderate, where again, fixated on the most, and they had the most fixation counts. So they were really looking around the signs. They were really interested in what was going on. The third column is a little bit hard to explain, but the way that I describe it is this is first fixation duration. It took them the longest time to look at the high and the low complexity. I take this to mean that the high complexity, there's a lot to process for them, so it's going to take them a little while to fixate on just one thing. Versus the low complexity, they were probably looking at the whole sign holistically and then trying to determine, okay, what's the main focus of this sign? And then time to first fixation, which is the last column. Again, the medium and high complexity, they had the highest number, which indicates that took a longer amount of time, again, showing that it took them a little bit longer to find the information or what they wanted to fix on first, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's a bad thing. So lots of information in a little amount of time, but what I want you to know is that complexity plays a role in likelihood to buy. Information-rich messaging, highly complex signs, are key for our industry. We are not the Apples of the world. We need lots of information for our consumers, and actually more information they find more helpful. Horticulture consumers are interested in the high functionality of the products and therefore want as much information as possible because they want successful care after purchase. This is a live product and we need to keep that in mind. Providing them with lots of information is key to that. And high complexity signs give consumers sufficient information to make a purchase despite there being a high cognitive load. Again, just because they look at a sign for a long time doesn't necessarily mean that's a bad thing. They might be taking all the information in to understand what's going on so that they can make an accurate purchase decision. So how can this be implemented? We can provide signs with lots of information. Maybe the garden and retail centers can put pictures of a blooming plant on a display that doesn't have any blooming plants, or providing information about why this is a good pollinator or why this plant is good in a sustainable garden or how could this contribute to the consumer's health. Just more information about how to take care of the plant and how that plant can apply to them and into their landscape or into their home is better. So with that, I would like to thank our funding source, the Metro Detroit Flower Growers Association, and my collaborators working on this project. So I think I have 30 seconds for questions. I apologize for the short time, but are there any questions? Yeah.
I guess the question would be your recommendation would be more science, more information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that seems to be a contradiction to let's add more information.
Yeah, so that's actually one of our original hypotheses was that simpler would be better, but we found that people were really adverse to the simple sign. They would look at it for a second and be done. They would make their decision. So they wouldn't spend time even considering the display. So we actually found the opposite of what a lot of people are saying. So that's at least what our data says. All right, thank you very much.